Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner.
Rob Parker.
My partner.
Rob Parker.
Uh-oh. Is he here? I'm wondering. Are you there?
That's right.
All right, Alex made up for it with that. All right, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. For the next 3 hours, you'll be enlightened, you'll be entertained, you'll be inspired, you'll be educated, and all of that good stuff. You won't regret a minute. Let me welcome in my partner, wow. Rob Parker. What's up, bro? How are you?
Doing great. What's happening?
I'm great, man. It's rainy here in the Northeast, but otherwise, I'm good.
It's a beautiful day in Southern California. Oh, my. Feels like summer. I ran out to get something to drink, and yes, I had on my brand new Jordan shorts that I bought. So, yes, it is beautiful out.
And some Jordan, a pair of Jordans, no doubt.
Nah, I didn't have on Jordan.
Really?
Yeah, I just slipped them on, yeah.
Flip-flops, letting your toes hang out?
Exactly. That's how nice it is. I know.
All right. On that note, we will move on. We got J.R. Gamble. That shows you, Rob, baseball's right around the corner. Tomorrow opening day.
I know. Yes. All over baseball. So we're looking forward to it, yes.
Yeah, so we'll be joined by J.R. Gamble, who – is the general manager of content for the ShadowLeague.com, also contributes to Rob's new website, MLBBro.com. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos, on a Worship Wednesday. Let's see what he does. Let's see if he got some new tunes. After, of course, you know, we are blessed. See if he can dig up some new, if he gets in the crates.
Speaking of new tunes, did you see, Chris, they got a documentary out on Mahalia Jackson, who, of course, one of the all-time great gospel singers? Have you seen it?
I've heard. I'm aware of her, obviously, but I didn't know there's a new documentary.
Yeah, I think it's on Lifetime or something, Chris. I just saw the billboard for it. Mahalia was an unbelievable singer. I have to see that. Mahalia Jackson, yeah. You know her.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, she's a legend. So right. Yeah, that sounds like that could be interesting. All right, cool. We got super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, hey, the loquacious Brian Finley. All right, Rob, I saw a story today that I think it's interesting with all we've been talking about, Brooklyn, you know, with creating this super team and KD recruiting Harden and LaMarcus Aldridge. Here was the recruit, apparently. He texted Aldridge, definitely come here. That was it. And
he
then Blake
to sell, right? Well, I mean, right, well, hey, he don't, right. What is the sell job, Chris? I mean, like, okay,
hey,
dude, you
we
never
about to win it, bro. You want to
win a championship? You want a ring? I mean,
that was it. Yeah. So, and then Blake Griffin, of course, going there, and LeBron, of course, is a part of the conversation because he started the player generated super teams. And the story is this, Rob. J.J. Redick, longtime veteran, 15 years in the league, good player, not great, good though. He requested a trade from New Orleans, the Pelicans, in November and asked them to send him somewhere. One, he was up, you know, not upset, but hey, Drew's gone, Drew Holiday, that was a big part of why I came here. And, you know, I would like to be close to my family. If not in Brooklyn, then close enough where I can go see him on off days, things like that. They told him, bet. You got it. And, of course, they trade him to Dallas. All right. So he's upset because he says they didn't keep their word. Here's J.J. Redick on his own podcast.
My understanding all along was that I was going to get a buyout. And if I was going to be traded, it was going to be to a team in the Northeast, where I was closer to home and I'd be able to see my family for the last, you know, 2 or 3 months of the season. Obviously, that didn't happen. I don't think you're going to get honesty from that front office. Just objectively speaking, that's not an opinion. I just don't think you're going to get that. But I think I was a little naive in thinking that because I was in year 15 and, you know, I had at least attempted to do things right throughout my career, and I honored my end of the bargain. But, you know, in terms of this front office, yeah, I mean, it's not something where I would expect certainly the agents that worked on this with me to ever trust that front office again.
You know this, Rob, having covered the leagues, that's a big statement. That is a big statement. I'm not sure off the top of my head who Redick's agent is. Maybe Rob G can look it up. But if your agents don't trust the team, you know, what if his agent was Rich Paul and who's got, you know, or another power agent who's got all these top players, and Aaron Mintz, CAA. All right, Mintz is a solid agent. Mintz has got Paul George. He's a good agent. So here's what I thought about when I read this, Rob. This is why you should not you, but anyone, you should never raise your mouth to criticize LeBron James for taking his destiny into his own hands and showing players, mainly superstars, because every player doesn't have this power if they're not good enough, but for showing superstars, you got to treat this just like the teams treat it. It's a business. It ain't about loyalty and all. It is a business. Do what is best for you because they will trade you in a New York minute. They'll look you in the eye and say they're not trading you and ship you out that night. And so you do what is best for you. I applaud LeBron for showing players you got some power too. We got just as much clout and power as they do. So that's why I'm saying I'll never criticize him. You can criticize him if you don't like him going to Miami or whatever. But for taking his destiny into his own hands, bravo.
Could not disagree with you more. Once again, LeBron didn't do that. Let me tell you something. He gets credit for this whole player empowerment. That's not what LeBron James did. LeBron James felt he couldn't win in Cleveland and wanted to stack the deck. It ain't no about. Players could always move before LeBron James. It was called free agency. And when your terms of your contract are up, you could go wherever you want. LeBron didn't invent this. They were going to go down to Orlando. T-Mac, Grant Hill, and Tim Duncan. Come on, Chris. They're giving LeBron credit for what?
You just gave him credit for it yesterday.
No, he didn't start free agency, is what I'm saying.
Nobody said he started free agency.
LeBron did it out of for himself. It ain't about showing players.
I agree with you that I don't think...
It was selfish.
Back in 2010, it wasn't selfish because he gave up a lot.
No, but it was about him trying to win.
Right, but there's nothing wrong with trying to win. That's not selfish.
Let me tell you.
How's that selfish trying to win?
This whole idea, and J.J. Redick, who's bounced around like 15 years, you don't determine what the teams are doing. Now, for them to lie to him, Chris, that's one thing. Just say, J.J., I'm not so positive we can do that. We have to do what's best for the organization. And I would leave it at that. So I get it if they lied to him and said, yes, we're going to trade you to Brooklyn, and they didn't
To
the Northeast. But this idea that all the players are going to go in and demand where they want to go, and you can't run
a business. That?
You can't run a team if everybody
is going to decide. That.
Well, Chris, can I just get my point out?
I'm just saying, Rob, you're saying, who said that? Who said every player should go in and demand where he wants to go?
This is ridiculous. And for J.J. Redick to have his panties in a bunch because the Pelicans didn't do exactly what he wants, he's not a big-time star in the league. Dude, stop. Retire and go home to your kids if it means that much. Really?
He's saying they
lied to him.
He's
going
to
bellyache that he's making millions of dollars playing ball. Boo-hoo. Stop it.
He's saying they lied to him. He's saying they lied to him. That's what he's saying. And I agree with you. The Pelicans got to, at the end of the day, do what's best for them. You're absolutely right about that. They got to make the best decision for themselves. But so do the players. That's my whole point. The players are right to do it too. So don't get mad when a Kevin Durant goes and does what's best for him, or LeBron James goes and does what's best for him, or Kawhi Leonard goes and does what's best for him, because the Spurs, the Cavs, the Heat, the Lakers, the Thunder, they're going to do the same thing. Let Kevin Durant lose his game. Let him come back from the Achilles and be a 15-point scorer and see if the Brooklyn Nets don't try to ship him out pronto. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
You're talking about two different things.
No, I'm not.
It's not the same. Because 99% of the players don't have that clout.
Absolutely.
To demand where they want to go. And there's a handful of guys, four or five guys, who can really dictate and maneuver that. The other thing, if I'm a front office or a general manager, I can't promise you anything. I work for the owner and the organization. We will do what's best for you. So there's no lies. No, I can't promise you that. If your family means that much to you, you should retire and go back to the Northeast. That's what I would tell them. Give up the money.
But
you can't have it both ways. Most people have to work. Chris Broussard had to move to Los Angeles and leave his family and came to work. He made a choice. It ain't ideal. Didn't you make a choice, Chris? Yes.
Rob,
they needed you to come to Los Angeles.
I agree with you on that, but I'm saying Redick's issue is that they lied. And the issue, I agree with you that they should have just, they got to do what's best for them. If Dallas gives them the best offer, That's what you got to do. I'm with you on that. I'm just saying I'm not going to be mad at the players for taking the exact same attitude.
I can be mad at the players when we have a league that's unbalanced and all the stars are going to two or three teams. If I'm in one of those other 27, 23 cities where my team, nobody wants to come and they can't attract anybody, it would be frustrating as a fan. That's all I'm saying is, what about the rest of the league? I love that Giannis decided to stay in Milwaukee. He could have left. And that Damian Lillard saying, I'm good in Portland. I'll just do my own thing. If I win a championship, I'm fine. If I don't, fine. And if other guys want to move on their free agency, I won't bash Kyrie and KD. They were free agents. They could go wherever they want.
Well, so was LeBron. LeBron's never left without being a free agent.
No, but nobody was talking about just the free agency when he wanted to move on. It was the shifting the balance of power in the league to put together a team so he thought he could win every year. That's what people are upset about.
Here's
not free agency.
Rob, you know, look, this whole notion that, the league is too unbalanced. It's no more unbalanced than it's ever been. The 80s was the golden age. That was the decade that saved the league. Five teams made it to the finals the entire decade.
Let's go past the 80s.
Hold on. No, let me finish, because you might not like it because it's disproving your point.
It ain't disproving my point.
But
five teams,
five teams won it. Five teams made it. And everybody
loved
it.
In the 90s, more teams made it.
Okay, let's go to the 90s.
It's not about just winning, but the Knicks, the Pacers, the Utah Jazz, they all had chances.
What did they win?
They all had chances. That's the point.
You had that. You have that now. Milwaukee's got a chance. Philadelphia's got a chance. The Clippers have a chance. Utah and Denver have a chance. It is the same. It's the exact same.
They don't have a chance.
Indiana was never as good as Chicago. Neither were the Knicks. They were close, just like the Clippers are close. Denver's close. The Jazz
Clippers
are close.
Never even been to
Milwaukee's
a Western Conference final.
Philadelphia's
close. No,
they are.
Not.
I'm not talking about their history. I'm talking about right now. You think they're going to win the conference. Now you're saying they're not close? The 70s was the most parity we've ever seen. Eight teams won championships. And it was the worst decade in NBA history.
Yeah, but that had to do with drugs. It just had to do with that the game
was on
tape delay.
It was no dynasty, too.
It didn't have anything. It didn't have anything to do with.
Oh, really? Nothing to do with it?
Competitive balance? No.
Stop it.
It did not. It had nothing to do with competitive balance.
The 60s, the Celtics dominated. The 80s, the Celtics and the Lakers. The 90s, the Jordan Bulls.
Go look at the Celtics' attendance in the
50s. Houston won the 2 years.
When they won all the championship. Go look at the attendance. Nobody went to the
game. Go look at what?
Go look at the attendance. Their attendance went down.
When?
When they won in the 50s, when they won all those championships.
The 50s?
Yes.
Were they even keeping attendance in the 50s? I said the 60s, by the way. But the 80s, the 90s, you had three teams win it. The Bulls, the Rockets, and the Pistons. And that was, like you said, that was a great decade. Dynasties are not bad for the game. They're good for it. People love it. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Does the J.J. Redick situation in New Orleans make you more sympathetic to guys like LeBron and KD taking their destiny into their own hands and saying, I'm going to treat it like a business just like the teams do? Your turn to weigh in on this conversation with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday, the soothing and inspiring tunes of Fred Hammond. We are blessed, and we are indeed. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you like the players treating it like business like the teams do, or you think the teams can do that, but the players can't? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob.
I don't think it's an either or. I just think it's a difference in people who have clout and people who don't. I don't think every player can do the same thing. Dean in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Hey, guys. Three quick points. I'm okay with either player control, hypothetically free agency, or team control. The average salary, you know, for JJ, he's not a CEO or a partner. He's an associate, but that is an average higher salary than almost all of us are going to deal with and still have to deal with distrust, possibly even sexism and racism. So, no, I don't have any empathy there. However, I also think you're in control of your contract before you sign the next one. The classic example of whatever the baseball player is still getting paid $1 million a year. If your agent's good enough,
Bobby Bonilla.
Care of you on the back
Bobby
end.
Bonilla is still getting paid until 30.
But then number 20, three.
So 2032 or something.
Exactly right. But number three, Robin, I love you, man. But if you look at the 80s, right, and you look at those Lakers teams or the Celtics teams with numerous top 50, top 100 Hall of Fame players, even before the big free agency, that league was stacked. So I don't believe that LeBron ushered in anything. I agree with you. But at the same time, teams have always been stacked, whether it's players in control or GMs and owners. And I agree with Chris here. You know, it's – parity doesn't necessarily make an interesting league. There's always been teams that have been controlled regardless of
it's not about it's not about exact parity. It's about the idea that teams that people have a chance, and I think there's less of that now. That's all.
No doubt, but I think they would.
I think there's less of that. You can't tell me that people around NBA America are looking at Brooklyn and say, "Oh, that's great. Oh, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Great. Why don't they have 10 guys?"
A lot of people think they're not even going to win the East.
Okay, we'll see.
I'm hearing people on TV say that.
They aren't the toughest team in the shop.
All right, yeah. Dre in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what it do, people? Y'all all right?
What it do, bruh? What it do? What it look like?
Looking real good over here. But, you know, I have no problem with these players doing what they're doing. I mean, from a competitive standpoint, I might not like it. But from a working standpoint, do what you got to do. That would be just like if Lillian came to y'all and say, Rob, I want you to do a show with Jason McIntyre and make it work. But no, you was able to choose who you wanted to work with, Chris, and now y'all got a great show. So I don't have a problem with people doing it from that standpoint. We might not like
how you can't run a business like that where people are going to dictate, yes, take a bad deal for the franchise so I can be near my family. That's not how you do business. That sounds nice.
You're right.
No, I hear
it. Don't make that promise to that player then.
Well, I just said that. Don't lie. But I can't run a business. What if all nine guys want to move east and there's no deal for me?
Well, Rob, I started out my spiel saying it's only a few people that can do it. There's only a handful of superstars that have that power. I agree with you on that. J.J. Redick's not going to have that power.
For him to be bellyaching is ridiculous.
Well, I think he's just upset that they lied. You know, they should have just told, like you said, they should have told him, look, we'll try. But at the end of the day, we got to do what's best for the team.
I don't know why these executives tell these players they're doing stuff.
It could burn them, Rob. It could come back to burn them.
Why would you put that out there when you don't know what the market is, Chris? You don't know.
I agree.
What somebody could wow you from some other team and throw in a draft pick or something that you never thought you would get.
Right. And guys, I know we got more calls to get to, but one thing that we did not play in the clip of the J.J. Redick is when he talked about why he went to New Orleans in the first place, knowing that his family lives in the Northeast, he even says, well, I wanted to play with Drew, but also New Orleans offered me the most money.
Well, see,
so
that's
it's like, I don't know how much sympathy you get for J.J. Redick in that situation.
He could have said, I want to stay east because of my family. I get family, but sometimes we got to make decisions, you know, because of the opportunities we have. It ain't all perfect. I wish if everything was perfect, we'd make a lot of money and everybody would stay at home and that would be it. But it doesn't work like that. Let's squeeze in Sean from Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Rob, you know the only person making a lot of money still staying at home is Chris Broussard, man. He's the only one that gets
absolutely.
That kind of
money.
Hey, Rob, don't think Rob ain't staying at home.
For over a year.
Rob's in his living room,
for
too.
For over a year.
Chris in that McMansion working out, getting snacks in between calls, just living it big, man.
Actually,
but my
that,
take real quick,
close
fellas.
To the, we all go get snacks.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
Bologna and cheese with a little mayo. Real quick, my take real quick, man, is I don't feel sorry for none of these guys. Man, I don't think LeBron ushered anything in. I think LeBron got frustrated. I think LeBron was getting in his feelings because people were talking about him in the title. Same thing with KD, and that's why he made the move. I think people are way overblown. Guys like Chris are way overblown the impact that he had. And to me, it was just circumstance. It's something that he felt like he had to do. And as far as the thing what's his name from New Orleans, man? I'm not going to shed not
J.J.
one tear for this dude. Yeah, Redick is over here whining and crying about all this stuff, man. You had a chance to go there in free agency, just like Rob mentioned. You made the decision to go back to New Orleans based on money, based on teammates, based on whatever. And if you already knew that this is the way the game is, you've been in the league for 15 years. You've been moved to, what, six different teams?
Yes.
You know exactly the way
he even said
is.
He
Don't
was naive for believing him. Look, and let me clear this up. I agree with Rob and Sean. I don't think in 2010 LeBron was like, you know what? It's time for players to have power. You know what I mean? Like, I think he, like you said, he did it for his career, himself, his legacy. I agree with that. But a byproduct of him doing that is that it did give other players ideas. This is what we were talking about yesterday, Rob. Does Durant go to Golden State without LeBron going to Miami? Probably not. Does Harden think about leaving?
No,
I agree with that, but he's the one that kicked it off.
Yeah,
but he did.
But my thing is that he didn't set out for some player empowerment that he was going to be. I wrote the Constitution for player empowerment, and it was out of the greater good. No, it was about LeBron, and other players saw it, and they followed him because most players follow the leader, Chris, whoever it is, right? Whoever the greatest player is, and people look at them and go, if Michael Jordan back in the day, Chris, played all 82 games, guess what?
Well,
most of the stars played all 82 games. Am I right?
Right. But he was like, Rosa Parks didn't know she was going to kick off the civil rights movement either.
I get it.
Either. You know what I'm saying? All right, we got our man,
feet
J.R.
were tired
Gamble.
That day. I get it.
J.R. Gamble coming up in a moment. But first, hey.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He is the general manager of content at theshadowleague.com and also a contributor to MLBBro.com. Our man, you know him, J.R. Gamble. What up, bro?
What's up, Chris? I have to tell you, I'm the managing editor of MLBBro.com. But
yes, sir. He's the boss, Chris.
Rob
he's
told
running
us
the
you
play.
Were just like... a freelancer.
No. He is the
That's
boss.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah,
I
mean, and for people who don't know, JR, tell them what to expect tomorrow on the debut of MLBBro.com.
Well, you're going to see us highlight and cover black and brown players like you've never seen it before in Major League Baseball. And while we cover these players of the past, of the present, and of the future, we also are helping to cultivate and discover the next generation of baseball writers and content creators of color to keep the sport going and the journalistic side of reporting honest. So we're going to have videos and stories and, you know, just very, very creative ways to express black baseball to you. You have to actually check it out to get the real gist of everything, but it's very exciting. And we're embarking on uncharted waters as far as covering black and brown players.
Definitely sounds good. Definitely
no
sounds
doubt.
Exciting.
I can't wait. I've never been this excited about a project, to be honest. And,
and
I'm dead serious, Chris. And you know, I've been doing this for 35 years. And JR is the perfect guy to run this. His son, my godson, JC, is a great baseball player. He's out there in the
How
bushes
old is
in
he?
The trenches. How old is he now? 15?
No, he's 14.
Okay.
He's at 14. He's turning 15 in a couple of months, and he's doing well. He took one off the gate about 300 feet today, and you know he's not a huge guy at all. He's about 5'6", 120 right now, and you know and growing. So I'm
it's
proud
all
of,
in
I'm
the wrist.
Oh yeah, he's got that. He's got that bat. He can flick those wrists, no doubt about it. All right, opening day is tomorrow, JR. Tell us about some players we should be looking out for this coming season. Give us a couple players we should be paying attention to.
Okay, first, you know, unless something changes by tomorrow, there'll be approximately 27 black and brown players in starting positions on opening day. That's excluding some guys like outfielder Trent Grisham, Kyle Lewis, George Springer, who are nursing injuries. But we'll talk a lot about them, particularly on MLBBro.com, as the season progresses and they get healthy. If you add the other 8 starting pitchers, then approximately 35 black players will start the season functioning in some sort of starter role for MLB teams. And, you know, there's got a lot of guys to look out for this season. Brian Hayes is one of the kids I really want to see. The Pirates aren't going to be that good, but you know, his father Charlie was a great third baseman, and he tore it up last year in his brief stint. And he's going to be one of the bright spots for the Pirates. I also want to see J.P. Crawford, the 17th middle infielder in history to win a Gold Glove. I want to see him do his thing. One of a few shortstops to ever in history win a Gold Glove. You know, you got Ozzie Smith, J-Roll, you know, guys of that ilk, but Derek Jeter, but, you know, it's very rare. So I like to check him out as well. Of course, we want to see if the Padres, you know, can take the Dodgers. There's just so many storylines.
Well, can they?
Yeah, where
Not
are you on
they,
that?
Will
yep,
they?
I want to hear it. Yeah, will the Padres overtake the Dodgers?
I think it'll be another one of those battles that come down. They fight tooth and nail to the end. I think before the Trevor Bauer deal, maybe I'm overrating that deal. Some people say that deal's overrated. I say you're giving the Dodgers another potentially dominant pitcher. The Padres were closing ground on them. But I think that deal, that I'm signing, was pivotal for the Dodgers and gives them the edge still in the long run. I don't know if the Padres have enough. But I do know that that playoffs, when they meet in the playoffs, it's going to be a toss-up. But I think over 162 games, the Dodgers will prevail.
Let me throw this at you.
Oh, go ahead, Chris. Bro. Well, I was going to say, there was talk a week ago about how baseball is really going to look at the balls a lot closer because, you know, their pitchers are scuffing them or pine tar, whatever they may be using to get a greater spin rate. What do you think is going to be the impact of that? And do you think there are other things maybe the league should look at doing to try to increase, you know, get more balls in play? Maybe Rob and I have talked about maybe getting rid of the shift.
At least we hate the shift, right?
Or even a limitation to how many pitchers per game. I mean, obviously they're not doing any of that this year, but what are your thoughts on that?
It's cultural, and I don't, and it has to do with error. And I just think right now, the way the game is played, you know, and the way that they've set the game up to be played, there's just not a lot of strategic baseball being played. There's not a lot of small ball being played. People aren't getting paid to play that way. So it's interesting. Baseball is always contradictory in that manner because now they want to create, you know, they're listening to the fans now. They want to create more strategy, get the ball and play more, decrease strikeouts. But for the past 20, 30 years, all they've been doing is highlighting the home run, making the ballpark smaller, the ball livelier. I don't know. I don't think anything will change that. I think when it comes down to the playoffs, when you have to play real baseball, that launch stuff goes out the window. You know, people, they do play strategy. They do play small ball. If you watch, World Series are still won by playing traditional baseball. It's not Homer Fest. So to sell a product for 162 games a year, over 4 months, that's hard to do. So I think it all works itself out in the end, and real baseball is played in the playoffs, just not in the regular season, and they're not going to try to stop home runs. They're just not going to do that. So I think there's a lot of posturing when baseball does things like or says things like this because they don't really mean it, and we know they don't mean it because look what the state they've let the game come to. They have plenty of opportunities, you know.
Speaking of home runs, this is the last thing for me. Is it possible that Stanton and Judge can play a full season and stay healthy? They couldn't even play a full season in a 60-game schedule. And since Stanton got there, both him and Judge have been in and out of the line. The Yankees make the playoffs every year. They win a lot of games, but they always seem to peter out. Can these two guys stay healthy for one season?
Well, I'm not a prophet. I'm not Lord Jesus. And I'm not, I don't know, but I'm hoping that they can. And if they do, you can believe that.
We say that every year.
Every year, I know.
They can't. I hate to say it. I'd love to see it.
I can't predict the future. I don't know. Ask me what the odds are. If the odds that Stanton and Judge will stay healthy, I'd say they're less than 50%.
Right.
They're less than 50%.
It is mind-boggling when you really think about it, Chris, right? I mean, every year we talk about it. We talk about those guys. If Judge stays healthy, remember he got off to a great start last year?
Right.
It was great.
It's got to be, Rob. It maybe is something with, I don't know, you would think a trainer
training in the water
out, right?
Or something.
Yeah. Are they doing too much?
Right.
Are they, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. But it ain't good because they're two great hitters, and it'd be great for the game if they can stay healthy. So, J.R. Gamble.
Can I give you guys my picks first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. My bad.
All right. Thank you, fellas. I like the Yankees in the AL East. I like.
So you think they will stay healthy?
Yes, I think they'll. I think they'll stay healthy and they'll take the division. I think Toronto's going to be a problem, though. I like the White Sox and Indians to battle it out tooth and nail in the Central. I like the Mariners to come out of the West, but I think that the Oakland A's have the best pitching staff on paper. Mm-hmm. But I think Justin Sheffield and Justin Dunn, two black aces, have huge years for the Mariners in the NL East. Surprise, fellas. I'm not picking the Mets. I like
the everybody
Nationals.
Else.
I like the Washington Nationals.
Okay. Wow.
Josh I'm not mad Bell. At that.
Josh Bell in that lineup with the three-headed monster, Scherzer, Corbin, and Strasburg. You have Joe Ross and Lester. Come on.
Okay.
And then in the Central, I'm not sold on any of these teams. I think it's the weakest division in baseball. I'm not sold on the Cardinals offense, even though they added Arenado. I want to see if Flaherty can, be that ace, and Jordan Hicks can come back pre-Tommy John form. The Brewers and Cubs also have a shot if things fall their way. But I don't have a strong opinion on the NL Central. And then the West, like I said, I like the Dodgers to take it, but I like the playoffs to be a dogfight. And in the end, you ready, fellas?
Yes.
Yankees, versus Nationals in the World Series because Steel sharpens steel.
We got it booked. Wow. We
so
got
who
that
you got
tape.
Winning?
I got the Yankees finally prevailing. And I know, Chris, it sounds so bad. I take the Yankees everywhere. I sound like such a homer. It's ridiculous.
Homer. But you're from New York?
Yes, he is. He's
okay,
from Queens.
We just dismissing the
we
last
We grew up in the same neighborhood, Chris. We grew
oh,
up three blocks
from did y'all know each other
me.
Growing up?
Well, not growing younger. Up. No, he's younger right. than me. Okay. Not growing up, but yeah. we met when he was in college. All right, wow. we got to roll.
And Chris knows New York well. You wrote for years there, so you know New York well.
And Rob hey, knows my wife's from that neighborhood. I got married in that
they
neighborhood.
They got married at the Triangle Church.
Oh,
JR?
Right
yeah, Chris got married house. At the Triangle Church.
Yeah.
I live on the corner.
Rochdale Village, where my wife's from.
Queens women are the best. Yeah.
Queens right. women are queens. All right. Thank you, J.R. Gamble. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate it. And we'll be talking to you every week. You know that.
That's right.
Thank you, fellas. The best in the business. I'll speak to you soon.
All right, my man. Peace. All right. Are we witnessing history, folks? There's something glorious going on in the NCAA tournament. Keep it locked. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. All right, Rob. Sorry, Rob. I was pulling for you.
Yeah, I was bummed out last night.
Yeah, that would have been a heck of a rally from 11th to win it. But
I have a shot to win it with Michigan, but it wasn't meant to be. Give Yukla, UCLA, credit.
Yukla. Yeah, I Yukla. Was very surprised. It could have went either way. Obviously, it was close. But I was surprised that UCLA beat them. But congratulations to them. Great, great run for them. The 11th seed to get to the Final Four.
Yep. And you know what? Michigan. Something, you know, people were texting me like what? Like, what happened? Like, what happened, Lucy, kind of thing, Chris? But that's why we play the games. You know, like, right. If it was just that automatic, always on paper, and the best team always won, that's why we keep coming back to sports. Seriously.
Absolutely.
UCLA and Rob, is a perfect example.
We're going to see more and more of that in the NCAA tournament because by and large, the best players this age, this college age, are in the NBA or some are in the G League.
Right.
You know, and so look at Michigan. I mean, they had a great year. But Hunter Dickinson, I like him. Old school game. Nice post play. But, you know, he ain't scaring nobody.
Right.
You know, they're not hitting
the college. You can win games. Right.
Right.
You can win games with guys like that.
Franz Wagner and the Mike Scott. He was the point guard. Wasn't he at Columbia last year?
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, they were a really good team this year, but it wasn't like, you know, you had three NBA first-round picks, and that's the difference nowadays. So, but speaking of that, Rob, Gonzaga, which rolled yesterday, I mean, we both thought USC could give them a shot, maybe even beat them, and it wasn't really a game. I mean, they routed them from beginning to end.
They jumped on them, and it was over. It was over.
Here's the thing, right? I don't know if you know this. You'll be wild by it if you don't. That was their 27th straight win by double figures.
That's incredible.
That is unbelievable. Now, they've won their tournament games, their four tournament games, by an average of 24 points. Obviously, we know they're undefeated. They're 30-0. And if they win it, and they're the favorite, I think they're the prohibitive favorite, they will be the first college basketball team to go undefeated throughout the entire season, obviously culminated with a championship, since 1976, Bobby Knight's Indiana Hoosiers.
With Isaiah Thomas, right?
No. Isaiah was later. He was like 81,
I believe. 81? You're right.
He was
the 81 team. Yep.
Yep. Quinn Buckner, Scott May.
Yep. You're right.
So I'm going to throw this out at you because I think the young people are thinking this. Is this the best college basketball team of all time?
Hard to say that for me.
I'm surprised you gave it that type of serious answer.
Yeah, it's just hard. I'm just saying I give them credit for playing the schedule and doing what they need to do during COVID and all the other stuff, Chris. But a lot of the blue bloods were down this year, some of the better teams and players. You know, it just was a different kind of year. So that's why I would – if you told me that they rolled through some of the bigger programs, and I'm not taking anything away from them, it's hard for me to say that.
Look, it ain't hard for me to say. It's hard for me to even take that question seriously that I threw out at you. I mean, look, all credit to Gonzaga. They are playing under today's rules. It's today's situation, and they are phenomenal. This is a great year, and in today's college basketball scene, they're great. But, Rob, 15 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, they would have been bounced in the second round. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. We talked about that UNLV team last year, you know, that lost to Duke after they were undefeated. Larry Johnson, Stacey Augmon, Greg Anthony, Anderson Hunt. The teams just aren't nearly as good today. So all you young kids out there, this is a great run for them, but don't ever say best ever. Keep it locked. A couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.